Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For October 1st, Friday, from Jeremiah 31, verse 8, I am going to gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together, a great company, they shall return here.
And from the New Testament, Jesus is speaking in Luke 14, verses 16 and 17. Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is ready now." Well, again, we're glad to welcome David and Elsa, who have been guests in our home in a certain wonderful way. They've been doing some work on the foundation of our kitchen floor, which has turned into a beautiful mosaic of color, thanks to them. And they're also willing to help us with our podcast for this great company of saints that'll be gathered together at some unknown date in the future. Welcome.
Thank you.
I find it so strange. I just see this now, that those that are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west are with child and some in labor. Wow. They're coming at the last minute, no matter what your circumstances, it's time. Come.
Yeah.
And if you're in labor... God bless you. We'll help you out.
And it isn't the perfect people that are invited either. The blind and the lame are included. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, people who are at an uncomfortable time in their life when they're in labor, not just bearing a child, they're actually about to give birth to a baby. Mm-hmm. That's a very difficult time to go anywhere but to the hospital, to the birthing room.
Well, right? Elsa can speak to that.
There you go. Elsa with five kids.
Yeah, you went to your classes and did everything no matter how wet you were.
I guess I don't know if somebody would say, "Hey, come to the dinner. The feast is ready." And I was in labor. I'm not sure I would jump at the chance to go. But, you know, it's kind of exciting. You kind of want to, you're invited. Mm. Everybody wants you there. It's interesting, though.
We think about it. Something so natural to resist participation. Wait a minute. I have a baby coming. Can I just wait till the baby's born? No.
Come now.
What a strange contrast of expectations. You know, you would have the best excuse ever not to show up, but you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the song that we used to sing as children, you know, where everybody had an excuse and they didn't really want to come.
Yeah.
So. You know, this one, and maybe it's just a biblical theme. I mean, Mary was with child when they had to travel for the census.
That's right.
It's true. Yeah, and she was obviously ready to give birth. Interesting. That gives another different twist to this. As you know, the Lord knows that he is going to be born at a certain time and place, and he's also going to have a birthing of a dinner at a certain time and place. And in both cases, there are women participating who are about to give birth to a child.
It does say, "Come, for everything is ready now." So I assume they'll have hot water and whatever else is needed for birthing. But also that everything will be taken care of. Again, do not be afraid.
Trusting.
Everything will be supplied. And it'll be not a difficult thing. Your burden will be light.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and all the things that are in the way because of life and everything else really are not as important as this banquet.
Amen.
I mean, this is the banquet that we all want to go to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The heavenly feast.
Amen.
Of victory.
Exactly. It's the hallmark of the beginning of our future. It's the thing for which we've had foretastes on this earth. Mm-hmm. And this is the reality come to pass. Yeah.
But certainly at this banquet, not everybody is going to be able to come. I mean, there are all sorts of bad things that happen in the world. And why should those people be able to go to the banquet?
Yeah. Exactly. We, if we were around the guest list or choosing who could be included and who wouldn't be. We'd all have good reasons to exclude people who have hurt us, people who we would regard as being not worthy. And at the same time, I know that the Lord invites us, but there are people who just decline for whatever reasons. There, you know, one of the other parables has this image of the man with the robe. I don't know if it's in Luke, I think it's in Matthew. And he is turned away because he doesn't have the right clothing. And the only thing that I can make sense out of that is the robe that we need to wear to the banquet is the one given to us by Jesus. It says, you're here because I have made you righteous and worthy to eat here. And anyone who resists that will go eat somewhere else.
And as we were pointing fingers at those who we believed were not worthy, I was thinking, I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
But it is the robe that Christ has given us that gives us that invitation.
Yeah. And I think it'd be a great idea to think he's given us robes to look for somebody to give to. Here's the robe for the banquet. You want to be there. Don't miss out. Mm-hmm. Join us. You know, if God can save me, he can save you.
But we always do have that feeling of, I'm not worthy to be there. That's what we go through inside.
Yeah.
But we need to open our hearts and know that we are worthy.
Yeah.
We just need to accept it. We need to ask.
Right.
And we need to.
Your name is written in the book of life. Your name is written in the list of those invited to the banquet.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to receive the invitation and say, wow, what a gift.
Mm-hmm. And the prayer from the daily text today says, thank you, Lord, for inviting me to your great feast. Forgive my narrow point of view for not wanting some people to be invited. I think I have a special right to be there. Open my heart to want those you want. Help me reach out to those who would love to join your feast. Amen. We're going to sing one of our favorite songs that we learned as kids, Elsa. I cannot come to the banquet. Here we go.
I cannot come to the banquet, don't trouble me now. I have married a wife, I have bought me a cow. I have fields and commitments that cost a pretty sum. Pray hold me excused, I cannot come. A certain man held a feast on his fine estate in town. He laid a festive table and wore a wedding gown. He sent invitations to his neighbors far and wide. But when the meal was ready, each of them replied,
I cannot come.
I cannot come to the banquet, don't trouble me now. I have married a wife, I have bought me a cow. I have fields and commitments that cost a pretty sum. Pray hold me excused, I cannot come.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.